You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 15. We're continuing in the book of Genesis. We'll be reading chapter 31 today. Jacob and Laban have been tricking each other. And now, it all comes to a climax as they call each other out for the tricks that they've pulled. And it's time to even the score. But of course, this could not be done without God's direct intervention as he speaks to both Jacob and to Laban. But the young Rachel is sneaky herself. Perhaps she learned this from her husband Jacob. Well, she pulls a fast one on her father, and it very well saved her life. We're also continuing in the New Testament. Jesus is confronted by the Pharisees. Things are getting serious now. And they see Jesus and his followers doing stuff on the Sabbath day. And in ancient times, the Sabbath day, as you know, is one of the Ten Commandments. And so nobody's supposed to do any work on the Sabbath day. And back then, even going to the grocery store would be considered work. But Jesus modifies the rule a bit. In fact, he even says he's the Lord of the Sabbath. And the Pharisees aren't too happy about these claims. But along the way, Jesus uses scripture to defend himself and to explain things. He quotes from Isaiah, and he refers back to David. Because if they don't respect Jesus, they have to respect the ancient ones that are in the Holy Scriptures, upon which their entire institution is based. Stay with us to hear more details. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Genesis 31. Jacob runs away. One day, Jacob heard Laban's sons talking. They said,
"Jacob has taken everything our father owned. He has become rich with all the things that belong to our father."
Jacob also noticed that Laban was not as friendly as he had been before. Then the Lord said to Jacob,
Go back to your own land, where your ancestors lived. I will be with you.
So Jacob sent someone to tell Rachel and Leah to meet him in the field where he kept his flocks. He said to them,
"I have noticed that your father is not as friendly to me as he was before. But the God my father worshipped has been with me. You both know I have worked as hard as I could for your father, but he has cheated me again and again. He has changed my pay 10 times, but God has protected me from harm. When Laban agreed to give all the speckled animals for my pay, the whole flock gave birth to speckled young. Then, when he said my pay would be the striped animals, the whole flock gave birth to striped young. So that's how God took the animals away from your father and gave them to me. I had a dream during the time when the animals were mating. I saw that the only male goats that were mating were streaked, speckled, or spotted. The angel of God spoke to me in that dream and said,
Jacob.
And I said, yes. The angel said,
you can see that only the streaked, speckled, or spotted male goats are mating. I'm doing this because I've seen all the wrong things Laban has been doing to you, and I want to help you. I'm the God who appeared to you at Bethel, where you set up that special stone, poured olive oil on it, and made a promise to me. Now I want you to leave this place and go back to the land where you were born.
Rachel and Leah answered,
we have no reason to stay here. Our father has nothing left, so we will not receive anything when he dies. He has treated us like strangers. He sold us to you for your years of service, and then he spent all the profit he received from your work. Some of that should have been ours. All the wealth God took from our father to give to you really belongs to us and our children. So we think you should do what God told you to do.
Jacob immediately prepared them for the journey. He put his children and his wives on camels and began the journey back to the land of Canaan, where his father lived. He took all the livestock he owned, as well as all the other things he had gained during his time in Mesopotamia. They left while Laban was away from home, cutting the wool from his sheep. Rachel stole the idols from her father's house and took them with her. Jacob tricked Laban the Aramean by not telling him he was leaving. Jacob ran away with his family, and they took with them everything they owned. They crossed the Euphrates River and traveled towards the hill country of Gilead. Laban chases Jacob. 3 days later, Laban learned that Jacob had run away. So he gathered some of his own people together and began to chase Jacob. After 7 days, Laban found him in the hill country of Gilead. But God appeared to Laban in a dream that night and warned him.
Be careful what you say to Jacob. Don't say anything to bring him harm.
The search for the stolen idol. The next morning, Laban caught up with Jacob, who had set up his camp in the hill country. Laban and all his people also set up camp there in the hill country of Gilead. Laban said to Jacob,
"Why did you trick me and take away my daughters like prisoners of war? Why did you run away without telling me? If you had told me, I would have given you a party. We could have celebrated with singing to the music of harps and tambourines. You did not even let me kiss my grandchildren and my daughters goodbye. You were very foolish to do this. I have the power to do harm to you all. But last night, the God of your father came to me in a dream. He warned me not to harm you in any way. I know you left because you want to go back to your home. But why did you steal my idols?"
Jacob answered,
"I left without telling you because I was afraid. I thought you would take your daughters away from me. But I did not steal your idols. If you find anyone here with me who has taken those idols, they will be killed. Your men will be my witnesses. You can look for anything that belongs to you. Take anything that is yours."
Jacob said this without knowing that Rachel had stolen Laban's idols. So Laban went and looked through Jacob's camp. He looked in Jacob's tent, and then in Leah's tent. Then he looked in the tent where the two slave women stayed. He did not find the idols from his house. Then he went into Rachel's tent. Rachel had hidden the idols inside her camel's saddle, and she was sitting on them. Laban looked through the whole tent, but he did not find the idols. Rachel said,
"Father, don't be angry with me. I am not able to stand up before you. I am having my monthly period of bleeding."
So Laban looked through the camp, but he did not find the gods from his house. Then Jacob became very angry and said,
"What wrong have I done? What law have I broken? What right do you have to chase me and stop me? You looked through everything I own and found nothing that belongs to you. If you found something, show it to us. Put it here in front of your people and mine. Let them decide which one of us is right. I have been taking care of your flocks for 20 years now. During all that time, none of your sheep or goats died during birth, and I've never eaten any of the rams from your flocks. Anytime a sheep was killed by wild animals, I always paid for the loss myself. I did not bring the dead animal to you and say it was not my fault. You made me pay for any animal that was stolen during the day or the night. I worked hard in the scorching heat of the day, and the cold nights kept me from getting enough sleep. The 20 years I was with you, I worked like a slave. The first 14 years I worked to win your two daughters. And the last 6 years I worked to earn animals from your flocks. During that time, you changed my pay 10 times. But God was with me, the same God who was worshipped and feared by my father Isaac and my grandfather Abraham. If he had not helped me, you would have sent me away with nothing. But he saw the trouble I had and the work I did. So last night, he told you how wrong you were.
Jacob and Laban's agreement. Laban said to Jacob,
"These women are my daughters. These children belong to me. And these animals are mine. Everything you see here belongs to me. But I could do nothing to keep my daughters and their children. So I am ready to make an agreement with you. We will set up a pile of stones to show that we have an agreement."
So Jacob found a large stone and set it up on its edge there to mark this as a special place. He told his people to bring some more stones. So they got more stones and piled them up. Then they all ate together there beside the pile. Laban called the place Yegar Sahadutha, and Jacob called it Galeed. Laban said to Jacob,
"This pile of rocks will help us both remember our agreement."
That is why Jacob called it Galeed. It was also called Mizpah, because Laban said,
"Let the Lord watch to see what we do while we're separated from each other. If you hurt my daughters, or if you marry other women, remember that God is watching."
Then Laban said,
"Here's my pile of stones and the stone marker that was set up between us. This pile of stones and the stone marker will help us remember our agreement. And we'll never go past these stones to fight against you. And you must never go on my side of these stones to fight against me. May the God who was worshipped by your grandfather, Abraham, and my grandfather, Nahor, judge us guilty if we break this agreement."
So Jacob made a promise with an oath in the name of the same God who was feared and worshipped by his father, Isaac. Then Jacob killed an animal and offered it as a sacrifice on the mountain. And he invited all his relatives there to share in the meal. After they finished eating, he spent the night on the mountain. Early the next morning, Laban kissed his grandchildren and his daughters and told them goodbye. Then he left to go back home. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. Jesus is Lord over the Sabbath day. About that same time, Jesus was walking through some fields of grain on a Sabbath day. His followers were hungry, so they began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus,
"Look at your followers. They're doing work that our law does not allow on the Sabbath day."
Jesus answered them, "You have read what David did when he and those with him were hungry. David went into God's house and ate the bread that was offered to God. It was against the law for David or those with him to eat that bread, which only the priests are allowed to eat. And you have read in the law of Moses that on every Sabbath day, the priests at the temple break the law about working on the Sabbath day. But they are not wrong for doing that. I tell you, there is something here that is greater than the temple. The scriptures say, I don't want animal sacrifices. I want you to show kindness to people. You don't really know what that means. If you understood it, you would not judge those who have done nothing wrong. The Son of Man is Lord over the Sabbath." Jesus went from there to their synagogue, where he saw a man with a paralyzed hand. Some people there were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus of doing wrong. So they asked him,
"Is it right to heal on the Sabbath day?"
Jesus answered, "If any of you has a sheep, and it falls into a ditch on the Sabbath day, what will you do? You will grab it and pull it out, right? Surely a man is more important than a sheep. So then, the law allows us to do good on the Sabbath." Then Jesus said to the man with the paralyzed hand, "Hold out your hand." The man held out his hand, and it was healed. It was as good as the other hand. The Pharisees left and began planning a way to kill Jesus. Jesus knew what the Pharisees were planning, so he left that place and many people followed him. He healed all who were sick, but he warned them not to tell anyone who he was. This was to give full meaning to what Isaiah the prophet said when he spoke God's message. Here is my servant, the one I have chosen. He is the one I love, and I am very pleased with him. I will fill him with my spirit, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not argue or shout. No one will hear his voice in the streets. He will not break off even a bent stem of grass. He will not put out even the weakest flame. He will not give up until he has made justice victorious. All people will hope in him. Psalm chapter 9, verses 13 to 20. I said this prayer, Lord, be kind to me. See how my enemies are hurting me. Save me from the gates of death. Then at the gates of Jerusalem, I can sing praises to you. I will be so happy because you saved me. Those other nations have fallen into the pit they dug. They have been caught in their own trap. The Lord showed that he judges fairly. The wicked were caught by what they did to hurt others. Higayon, Selah. The wicked will go to the place of death, as will all the nations that forget God. God will not forget the poor and needy. He will not leave them without hope. Lord, get up and judge the nations. Don't let anyone think they can win against you. Make them fear you, Lord. Let them know they are only human. Selah. Thank you, everyone. That was day 15. Join us for day 16. Jacob prepares to meet his rival brother, Esau. Last time we left Esau, he wanted to kill Jacob. And in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, people bring a blind man to Jesus. But he's not only blind, he's also demon-possessed. But when Jesus heals him, the Pharisees accuse Jesus of being a satanic ruler of demons. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.